This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. I'm Bree Zender. Rattlesnakes throughout California will soon become far less visible, in some cases hiding from sight entirely, as we enter the cooler late fall and winter months. But as KCBX's Randall White explains, here on the Central Coast, there's no golden rule for seasonal rattlesnake behavior, and a lot of what you think you know about snakes could be wrong.
Hiking on a remote hillside in Santa Barbara County, this beep you hear is coming from a radio transmitter implanted in a nearby rattlesnake.
And the louder the beep gets, the closer you are to the snake.
And so we're right on top of it right now.
Just crouched down, right in the edge of the sunlight.
Oh, look at you. Very nice.
Haley Crowell is a first-year grad student at Cal Poly. She's helping us find the snakes today, along with Cal Poly biology professor Emily Taylor, who says, contrary to popular belief, rattlesnakes aren't aggressive.
They don't come after you. They don't try to bite you.
But that's not what Americans think. They're afraid of snakes, so much so that surveys consistently put snakes at or near the top of our greatest fears. Taylor says most of what we know about rattlesnakes is a myth. For example,
they always rattle before they strike. That's a myth. The babies have more dangerous venom. That's a myth. Almost everything is.
She says the snakes rattle as a warning when they feel threatened. An evolution of the rattle allowed this behavior to act as a highly obvious warning system.
And they barely ever do it. I mean, look, we're right on top of this snake. It's hoping we don't see it. They rely on camouflage first, and they're only going to really rattle if they think they've already been detected.
That's when Taylor took out the safety tongs, designed to pick up a snake at a safe distance and designed to protect the snake as well. It was only then that we heard the sound that can send chills up even the most daring among us.
There's a rattle.
At this point, Taylor put the snake back on the ground, and it made a dash for its burrow, something Taylor said was expected.
All they ever do is try to get away from us. So I think that they have a undeserved reputation for wanting to bite people. There's no reason why they would want to bite a person. They can't eat you. They're venomous for prey.
These snakes are being tracked on the Sedgwick Reserve in the San Ynez Valley. It's part of the University of California system, which partners with Cal Poly. We were specifically looking for a snake encounter, but most hikers would rather not come into such contact. Taylor says hikers should rest assured. Odds are on your side, especially heading into the winter months in the more inland areas.
Spring, April, and May is when snakes are really out and about. The summer as well, and the mornings in the summer and the evenings.
When people like to hike the most.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. But again, it's very few people get bitten when they're out hiking. It does happen, unfortunately. But as long as you're watching where you put your hands and feet, your chances of being bitten are extremely, extremely low.
The closer you get to the ocean, the more moderated the weather becomes, and hence the less likely the snakes are to follow seasonal norms. Taylor says it's right along the coast where snakes have been observed, staying active year-round.
So the one rule about rattlesnakes here on the Central Coast is that there are no rules. It depends on which population you're looking at.
And finally, rattlesnake bites are not necessarily lethal, primarily, Taylor says, because we have effective medical treatments to handle them.
We have antivenoms that are decently effective if someone gets to the hospital and as quickly as possible. However, the southern Pacific rattlesnake, which we have locally here, does have very toxic venom. So without medical treatment, it's possible that someone could have very adverse reactions, potentially including death.
At the Sedgwick Reserve, a safe distance from this, Randall White, KCBX News.
Photos of the reserve and Randall's close encounter with the snake, plus details for docent-led hikes of the area, can be found at our website, kcbx.org.